All right. And that's what he was talking about. I got to finish this old one and close it out. I'm paraphrasing, so you won't look to read that in the Bible. To close it out, because on this old covenant, nobody could be righteous. So I'm going to have to bring in a new covenant. But I got to close this one out, because everybody under this one failed. And I'm going to close it out by taking all their sin, all their sorrows, all their failures, all their weakness. I'm going to take it and pay it off and close it out, clear the slate, clear it up, and your slate will be clean, and you won't have nothing. Devil can't accuse you of nothing. You won't be guilty of nothing. Now, who wouldn't want to live this kind of life? You know why people hadn't pursued this life? Because somebody had lied to them. They stood up and told, I'm preaching the gospel. God's going to get you for this and God's going to get you for that. If God want to get you, he done got you. So, he began his ministry, John baptizing, didn't he? Am I right? And immediately after he was baptized, what, the Holy Ghost led him to go to the wilderness. Immediately. The Holy Ghost led him to go where? To the wilderness. And he was out there how long? I mean, who remember? How long was he in the wilderness? Why did he go? Because he needed to go that way. Listen to me real good. Hebrews tell us this. He experienced and passed the test in a human body, in flesh. You hear me? I'm not talking about glorified flesh. I'm talking about fallen flesh. He took on the seed of Abraham. Are y'all listening to me? He went through the wilderness. And I won't take time to read. If you start at the first verse of chapter 4, you'll find that the Spirit led him into the wilderness. The devil came and tempted him this way. Then the devil came and tempted him that way. Then the devil tempted him another way. And finally, the devil had to leave him. You know why? He passed the test. Jesus passed the test. All the rest failed. On that side. And because he passed the test, are y'all listening to what I'm saying? Because he passed the test, he qualified to be the sacrifice. The sacrifice had to be perfect. And he's the only one that qualified to be the sacrifice for the sins of mankind of the world. Hallelujah. So this is what happened. Matthew 4, 10 and 11. Matthew 4, got to move on because I'm going to be very timely today. Matthew 10, this is the last test the devil brought to him. And Jesus said unto him, after Satan brought his last one, get thee hence, Satan, for it's written, thou shalt do what? Worship the Lord thy God. This is Matthew 4:10. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thy serve. You notice Jesus did what? He resisted the devil. And the word of God says what? If you resist the devil, what will happen? You notice he said he left. He resisted him, and Satan left him, because if you resist him, he'll flee from you. He said, written, thou shalt serve. And then the devil did what? Then the devil leaves him. The devil leaves him. This is verse 11. Then the devil did what? Leaves him. And what happened? Behold, angel, not one, angel did what? And did what unto him? If they are, listen, learn the truth. Learn the truth here. I used to feel so sorry for myself. Anybody ever got the money grow up? You know what I'm talking about? Anybody ever had the money grow up? Nobody loved me. I tried to do best I can. I tried to do what best I can. No, I don't care what I do, they just don't do me right. I bet I'm so strange to y'all, and y'all don't even understand the thing I'm doing. Or am I in familiar territory? Muddy Grove. When you learn who you are and know who you have and know who you're with and know what's available to you, you send Muddy Grove, sad, broken, any, all, you send that junk right on out the door. Just get on out of here. I ain't got time for you. I'm too busy praising and giving thanks to God for his goodness and his greatness. Hallelujah. I'm too busy thinking about what he brought me through. I'm too busy thinking about what he's going to do next. I ain't got time to pick you up. You can't pick up a fella driving down the road 90 miles an hour. I'm too busy. I'm too running too fast. I can't pick you up. So I just pass up Muddy Grove. All right. So the angel came and ministered unto him. Now watch this. The angel came and ministered unto him. Notice Jesus resisted the devil. Notice the angels came and ministered unto him. Think with me now. If Jesus had angels to minister to him, think about it. Here's a man who had fasted how long? 40 days, 40 nights. Then he went through the torrential temptation in his lowest state of hunger. When you get that far over, you're next to starvation. Starvation pain at this point is the death pain coming up. And here the devil jumped on and said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones. Did you think he was trying to have mercy on him? Jesus passed all of this, went through all of this test, put him on the highest, put him on the pinnacle of the temple. But he passed all that. What am I talking about? Here's what I want you to see, get a revelation. If God did that for Jesus, and I'm his brother, and you're his sister, and we're his body, do you think he'll take care of us the same way? Amen. When we are at our lowest point, and your mind is telling you, I can't take no more, say, shut up. Because I read the word, and the word said, having done all to stand, it didn't say try to stand, it said stand. And that is exactly what I'm going to do. When everything seems against me, I will still stand because I know greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. How do you get to know that? By spending time with him. So look, Luke. So he came and ministered. Notice how the angel helped him through ministry. We're just hitting some high points. He was born, they tried to kill him. He got in the ministry, they tried to get him off track, making promises to him to get for him to abandon the will of God. But Jesus knew why he was sent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Luke 22, 40 to 44. And when he was in the place, now watch this. Now I'm going to show you again. This is Luke 22, 40. And I'm going to read to 44. I got about 2 minutes better.